Now I'm delighted to be joined by the Finn Harps manager, Dave Rogers. And Dave, five games in, but finally that breakthrough that your team needed and a fantastic result tonight.
Yeah, really good result. Again, I think we're unbeaten in three games now, two clean sheets on the bounce. But we knew coming to Longford, really tough game. Stephen and Gavin have really got them energised, and you know, they've had a couple of good results in the last couple of games. But look, for us again, I'm proud of the boys. I keep saying it, we work with them morning, noon and night. We see it every day, the application and the work ethic that they put in. Look, you've seen how close the league is. Everybody's capable of beating everybody. But for us, I'd still like us to be, you know, scoring from open play. I think that's three penalties that Ryan's put away now. But listen, it could have gone either way. I think the first half, I think Longford were a better team, if I'm being honest. I know we could have scored. Ryan Flood could have scored after a minute. But I thought Longford settled into the game better than us in the first half, and credit to them. And then I thought the second half, when we adjusted one or two little tactical positions, I thought we were on the front foot. Created two or three good opportunities, which we asked of the boys to be a little bit more, you know, creative in the final third. And again, look, you know, we get that a little bit of luck. The penalty, you know, was it a penalty? Wasn't it a penalty? It's irrelevant to us. The game's gone now. We've got 3 points. We've got a clean sheet, and we move on to the next one.
And you take the breaks you come to. And even last time I was talking to you was the day in Athlone too, and you were saying you were working on structures, working on progress. You could see the difference even here tonight, three games later. But of course, two players that you dropped for this game are rotated, which you call it, a Seamus Keogh sending the ball in to Akuya Kutcher that won the penalty as well. But that's what you want, players coming off the bench fighting for spots.
Yeah, and look, they're the finishers. We don't call them substitutes at our club. We call them finishers because they come on and finish the game out for us. And I thought Sean O'Donnell, Kevin Jordan, young Kevin, two lads from the academy, came on at different times and were really influential. And like, as you've just mentioned, Seamus and Daniel came on and really took the game to a different level for us in the second half. And when I mean different levels, I don't mean we outplayed Longford, because we didn't. It wasn't one of them games where either team outplayed. You know, like I said, in the first half overall, Longford were the better team. Second half, I definitely thought we were. But you're right, the impact that the subs made, the finishes, contradicting myself there. Look, again, we're a squad. It's not about individuals, it's about a squad. And the boys, again, you know, there's no joy or singing and cheering in that dressing room. It's 3 points. It's another piece of momentum of where we want to try and keep getting to. We want to try and win every game. And like you said, you know, we are trying to play the right way. It is going to take a little bit more time before we get perfection. If we ever do get perfection, you know, maybe we mightn't. But as long as I keep seeing the principles of play that myself and Darren and Stephen are trying to implement with the boys, then we're happy. Again, the fans that travelled, the people outside don't know, but the Finn Harps fans are absolutely phenomenal. And I can't thank them enough, because they're getting behind the young boys, they're getting behind us as a group of staff. It's a real big change at the club, on the pitch and off the pitch, professional, authentic. We're trying to be, you know, bring a real energy and a real sort of passion and positivity at the club. And it's going to take time. We know that. But baby steps, onwards and upwards, and we just move on to the next one.
I saw you at full time too. Is one thing you wanted to make sure your players go over to the fans, because even I'm only starting to realise the travelling that the Finn Harps supporters have to do for away games. This might be the closest venue, but it's still two and a half, 3 hours for most people to get there as well. It was important to appreciate the effort that those supporters did coming down here.
Absolutely, and no matter what, whether we win, lose or draw, we'll always go over to the fans, because you know, with the economy, as everybody knows, is not getting any better. It's cost a lot of money. People are working hard, and this is their passion. The Finn Harps fans, Longford fans coming out tonight to support their team, fans all over the country, and it's just a little bit of appreciation that I want to make sure that them fans know that wherever we go, wherever we travel, whether it's a Finn Park, whether it's away, we really appreciate the support. And no matter how many numbers come, whether it could be one, it could be 1,000, we want to get over to them and really show them that we care. We enjoy working for this football club and playing for this football club, and also that we appreciate their support on and off the pitch.
You mentioned Kevin Jordan coming on, and one thing I picked up too, obviously a blow for us, Keith Cowan going off as well, massive blow, but even how your players slotted into different positions very, very quickly will give you good heart.
Yeah, and look, that's credit to the boys. You know, you've got Sean O'Donnell only played 15 minutes last season. You know, you've got Kevin Jordan only came on last week for his debut for the last 15. We've had to get a little bit extra out of him today. And look, with Keith, again, it's not a hamstring tear. It's just a tightness, but it's causing him a lot of discomfort. So we need to get to the bottom of that. But again, Keith's honest enough. He put his hand up. He didn't want to try and get through it, which is fair enough. We've got big games coming up, like we said. You know, we move on to the next one. But we've a squad of young, hungry players that work effortlessly every day in training, and they make sure and we make sure that they're well prepared whenever we need them. Like I said, I'll get it right this time. The finishes, come on, make a difference. And you know, I thought, you know, the 3 points is, and the clean sheet for me is the most important thing.
And a clean sheet was important as well. You were working on that, and of course, as I say, it's getting more scores from open play. Hopefully that comes. Two questions, Dave, before I let you go. Of course, the start of the second half, Noah Baba with that shot forcing the save. It set the tempo for your second half performance, and no doubt that's exactly what you wanted coming out of the dressing room.
Yeah, and look, like I said, we weren't happy with the first half performance, and the boys were under no illusions coming back out for the second half. It wasn't good enough. We started flat, and we were a little bit lethargic. We were third and fourth, to phases, and we weren't even winning second balls, and it was getting a little bit frustrating for myself and Darren and Stephen, and we had a little discussion before we went in. We always let the players have 5 minutes on their own and let them have their own little responsibility, and then we'll go in with our demands. But look, we got the response that we were looking for. Like I said, I thought we were so positive in the second half. We were stepping into the fight zone. We were winning turnovers quickly. I thought that the chasing of the ball in different positions was really, you know, really effective. And again, we did create two or three good chances that on another night, you know, you're hoping one of them goes in. And again, you know, we'll take the penalty, we'll take the 1-0 win, and we'll take the 3 points in clean sheet and have a safe journey back home.
I mean, look, dare I ask, you look with that bit of extra passion, you got in trouble yourself a little bit in the first half.
Yeah, but listen, and I said it, look, the officials, there's no animosity towards the officials, and I mean that, but we're trying to do things right as coaching staff, and even Stephen and Gavin, we're trying to do things the right way with our players. We're trying to prepare them well for games, and I think sometimes just a little bit of common sense has to prevail instead of throwing cards out for the sake of it. And look, I'll take my punishments. I've no problem. I didn't say anything nasty. The fourth official apologised to me and Gavin at half time, which tells its own story. But all we're doing, we're asking questions. You know, when we're asking to let the play, let the boys play, because there was no animosity in that game. It was a good, hard-fought win. It was a good performance from both teams who were trying to get 3 points, as in they were at it. You know, they were chomping at us and we were chomping at them. But I just feel there's times where the officials, and who I know, like I said, they are under big pressure. I get that. But come on, you know, work with us. Try and work with us as coaches who've got a little bit of experience and just want the game to flow and flow the right way.
The 3 points brings me to my final question. Of course, up to seventh there now, just 2 points behind Athlone and Wexford. Big test coming up next weekend at home against Cove Ramblers.
Every game's a big test. I mean, I think you can see how close the table is. I think if we, you know, somebody said to me there, oh, if you get another 3 points, you go up to fourth or fifth in the table. That's how close it is. But we're not even looking that far. We take each game as it comes. You know, the big thing for me is we're keeping clean sheets now, which is massive. And the next important thing now is that we've got to keep working on our forward play and our creativity in the final third. It will come. It will come. And we've seen it in training. We've seen little glimpses in the games. Not enough is my point to the players, but we will get there and we'll keep being proactive and working hard to put that right.
Well, Dave, we get the 3 points tonight. We'll take that. Well done.
Absolutely. Thank you.